Leaders are influencers, and it's nearly impossible to maximize your influence when you're being dragged down and distracted by crippling anxiety, overwhelming stress, and private doubts and fears. We're unlocking the secrets to being fully present, expanding our potential, and growing our wisdom. Welcome to the Calm and Confident Leader Podcast with your host, Jason Stonehouse. Jason is the founder and lead coach at Life in Process. He helps professionals and leaders conquer anxiety and fear so they can maximize their potential. And now, grab something to write with and engage in today's episode.
So what is leadership really all about? We're going to answer that question and talk a little bit about what makes true, confident leadership. Today on this episode, episode number 11 of the Calm and Confident Leader podcast. My name is Jason, and I am really, truly honored that you would take some time out of your day to invest in your growth and your development as a leader. So here's the deal. Confident leaders are about the people. Confident leaders are about the people. I know, you wanted me to say confident leaders are all about the profits or they're about the bottom line. But if that's all you care about, you won't leave a legacy and you won't create great organizations. You won't create great families and you won't create great teams. Sure, you can use some of the skills and tips of leadership and you'll likely increase your bottom line. But I would propose to you that it's not where the real life and the real meaning is found when it comes to leadership. One of the CEOs that I coach right now in our program told me last week that, yes, he wants to make a lot of money. But the reason he wants to make a lot of money is so that all of his employees will be able to have something to share with the next generation. You see, he didn't want to get rich and his team be poor. That's not what great leaders do. They aren't about themselves. They're about the bigger why. They're about the people that they lead. Now, let me be clear. In our money-hungry world, there is more to leadership than money. It's not just about getting rich or even making our people rich. It's about transforming us all in the process. You see, if you only focus on the outcomes, you're going to miss the magic. Because the magic happens along the way, not at the end. The magic happens when you see the people you lead as not as cogs in your machine or components to accomplishing your mission, but you begin to see the people as the mission themselves. See, as a leader, you have a unique opportunity to affect, change, and maximize the potential of every person that you lead, whether there's somebody on your team, whether they are the customers that you serve, you as a leader have an opportunity to help others realize and maximize their potential. Now, the reason this is so key is that it's the people who are going to create the new future. See, maximized people will innovate rather than stagnate. See, they're not only going to design new ways to be profitable, but they will ensure that your organization is making an impact and leaving a legacy. My point is that in case you needed an added incentive or somehow refused to believe my premise that effective leadership is always about the people, I want you to know it does make you more profitable and it does make more effective organizations. But if you make effectiveness and profit your focus and you neglect the people, you actually lose both. And you hurt people in the process. And see, that's what we, I think, sometimes don't understand. We all have seen and maybe read the stories of these organizations that, or these leaders who have exceeded and made all kinds of money, but then you look at the track record and you look at their wake, you know, you look at what they left behind and you just see a lot of bodies, not literal bodies, obviously, but you see people who were just kind of used up and spit out. You see people who were leveraged to get the success for the leader, but then were forgotten along the way. Or maybe they had a good opportunity on their resume, but that's about the best that they walked away with from working for some of those leaders. And that's really the concern that I really want to address. And I think it's important to realize the reason why this happens. And I'm not, I guess what I'm saying is I'm compassionate to those leaders because I understand that there's usually more at play than just the bottom line that causes leaders to use up people and not leverage people or not help maximize the potential of the people they lead. Because, I'll answer what I was just talking about. I'll come back to that in a second. But one of the things that I think is really important for us to understand is whether that person, that employee, that teammate, that coworker is going to work with us forever, which, you know, who does anymore in these days, or not, the bottom line or but our focus needs to be as leaders to say, I want to help make you the best version of you that you can be. And if you take that development and encouragement and then you go and use that somewhere else, I still have to look at that as a win. Because at the end of the day, I sit there and say, you know what? We have more effective, better led organizations all over the world. And I had a small part in that because I invested in those leaders. I invested in those people, even though they went on and, you know, worked for another company or led their own deal or whatever it was. The whole enterprise was increased, was more effective, was lifted up. I forget the old expression. It's the rising tide rises all boats or something like that. I don't remember how it goes, but I'm sure you could probably tell me what it is. But the point is that when we help others get better, we all get better and the world gets better. And so in a sense, we get to leave a legacy of people who have been radically transformed, developed, encouraged, and affected by our leadership. And that's something that allows you to go home at night and put your head on the pillow and say, yeah, I'm doing something that matters. Because even if, and I've worked with a lot of clients lately who are just like, I'm not sure that I love my job. I'm not even sure that I'm really that excited about what it is we make or what it is that we do or that kind of thing. And they've lost their purpose. And we work through those things. And maybe that'll be an episode on a future podcast. But the point is that no matter what your company does, no matter what your nonprofit, helps affect in a positive way, the reality is if you take time to invest in the people around you and you take time to encourage and to develop and to provide new skills and new awareness and new insights for those leaders and help them see their blind spots and help them take steps forward to really grow, then it doesn't matter necessarily what your company does because you personally have left a legacy. You personally have made an impact and a difference in the lives of the people around you. And because of that, those people are better people because of you. So let me just pause here and have a reality check. Is there anybody that you've worked with or who have worked for you who you could say, or who they would say, I'm a better person because I worked for them. I'm a better person because I had a cubicle next to theirs. I'm a better leader because of the way they led me. Would those people say those things? Is there anybody that you could find in your past who would say that about you? Maybe there's many, maybe very few. What could you and I do to really make leadership about people? Now, I want to circle back to a concept that I brought up just a few minutes ago, and that is why good leaders tend to become bad leaders because they miss this principle that we're talking on today's episode. See, it's important to understand this. Unhealthy leaders will avoid or dehumanize the people they lead. But there's a reason that they're doing this. See, in many cases, I almost said most cases, maybe it is most cases, but in most cases, when you have a what you would consider a bad boss or a bad team leader or a bad supervisor or a toxic person, most of the time it's because they had internal work that they weren't willing to do. Or they had stuff going on inside of them that they were unaware of, blind to. I've seen many leaders who I think really deep down wanted to be good leaders, wanted to be effective leaders, wanted people to be better because of them. And yet they were completely blind to the fact that there was some inner junk that they just weren't dealing with. They weren't willing to do the hard work to get in there. And it's not even that they weren't willing to do the hard work. Some of them didn't even know there was hard work to be done. Because what happens is we get so busy and we get so focused on moving forward and moving forward and moving forward. And we're constantly moving forward that we never are where we are. We never stop and just say, hey, what's going on? Is the internal me keeping up with the external me? Because what I found in so many cases is often our externals are far exceeding our internals. And it should really be the other way around. Our character, our resilience, the emotional health that we have should be stronger than, further ahead than our external success and effectiveness. But in 99.9% of cases that I've seen, it's exactly the opposite. Our external success is far exceeding our character, our emotional health, and our even self-awareness of what's happening inside of us. And so these leaders who I would consider unhealthy tend to sometimes externally be successful, but obviously internally they're unhealthy. Now, why are they unhealthy? Well, many times there's insecurities that these leaders have that are masked by their arrogance or by their control or by their self-rationalizations. So what happens is you have these leaders, and when you experience them, they just seem like arrogant, controlling. They're constantly blaming others. They're constantly rationalizing their behavior. But you need to know something about most people who are arrogant and controlling and rationalizing are deeply insecure. There are issues inside of them that they either, again, are not dealing with or aren't even aware that are going on. And because of that, sometimes there's pain from the past. Sometimes they're overcompensating for something that they told, a vow that they made to themselves after a really painful thing in their past that is now causing them to show up as very insecure, and they mask that insecurity by being arrogant or being controlling or being rationalizing things. Sometimes it's the fears of leaders, and sometimes the leadership fears create cowardly behavior, and that cowardly behavior avoids engaging with dissenting viewpoints or large personalities or high potential people. Their past hurts hinder the necessary courage that it would take to converse with that person who thinks and acts and emotes differently than they do. So rather than collaborate in order to innovate, these unhealthy leaders choose to compete, to marginalize, and to ignore the potential difference makers in the organization. Now, I reiterate again, do the work to bring internal health so that you don't miss the very reason you lead, which is the people, and especially those who are different than you are. So I know that we're talking about leadership, and we're starting to, on today's episode anyway, starting to talk about what does it look like to actually lead others rather than just lead ourselves. I think a number of our earlier episodes were really focused on leading yourself and dealing with those internal issues, but it keeps circling back to that. Even when I'm here talking with you about how do we lead more effectively and what needs to be our focal point, what needs to be the bullseye, the win for us as a leader is all about the people, and it's about maximizing their potential and helping them go further than they could go on their own. And most times, I will really be honest with you, most times that's going to benefit the bottom line. That's going to benefit your organization. But sometimes it'll benefit another organization. Sometimes it'll benefit another person's bottom line. And that's okay. It's still a win because you have truly led. You helped someone get better. And the reason I'm proposing to you today that you're leading for some reason other than making others better, benefiting the people that you lead, is because there's unresolved issues inside of you, or there is insecurities that you're either unaware of or not willing to work through, or there's fears that are causing you to shrink back from what a good leader does, which a good leader is going to engage those dissenting viewpoints. They're going to talk with those large personalities, even though they may come across a little bit intimidating. They're probably masking some of the same things you are, right? So just let's get into the mess together and let's figure it out together. Or those high potential people that you might see in your organization, and you might say, well, if I help develop them, then they're going to exceed me, and they're going to get the raise, they're going to get the promotion, and I'm going to be stuck back here. So I got to look out for myself. I can't be helping out the next guy. I can't be coming alongside somebody else. I would say if that's your attitude, you're not a leader, not a healthy one anyway, because healthy leaders know who they are. And they know that that is the point of leadership, is to make others better, to make the world better, to make our companies better, to make our nonprofits better. That's what it means to lead. And if the people around you are getting better, then you're leading well. And so I'm not sure what you need to do with this. Maybe it's you just need to reevaluate why you're doing this. You know, what are you in this leadership game for? And do you need to recalibrate on your purpose? Or maybe you're realizing that, you know what, Jason, I don't really care that much about the other people. Or actually, I do avoid those people that kind of rub me the wrong way and kind of annoy me. Or yeah, I think you're right. I do struggle with those people who think differently than I do. I would say if that's you, your action step today is to maybe take a good hard look at what's going on inside of you and what is it that's blocking you from connecting with those people? What is it that is causing you to be less than compassionate or empathetic towards the people that you're leading? And maybe I think all of us might be good to take a look in the mirror and say, what is going on inside of me? And is there anything that I need to work on internally so that I can be the leader that really helps to make a difference, leaves a legacy, and has the people who work around him and for him, or around her and for her, who are saying, I'm better because I've worked with her. I'm better because she made a difference in my life. And she really cared about me and about me developing. You see, a lot of times when we get to the personnel review at the end of the year, typically we're talking about performance and we're talking about things that benefit the company. And I get it. And that's the way reviews should be done. But if you're spending zero time saying to that person, where do you feel your flat spots are? What aspects of being a leader do you want to get better at, regardless of whether that's their job or not? You say, I want to help you be a better person, not just a more effective cog in the machine of our company. I want you to be a better person. That's why I do what I do. So how can I come alongside you and maximize who you are? And by the way, I'll just use this opportunity to make a shameless plug. This is what I do for leaders. This is what I do for people. Most of those who are in a coaching relationship with me, this is the stuff we talk about. And we get in there and look at the things, the blind spots, especially those areas that good leaders just don't see sometimes. And they just need an outside voice to come alongside them and say, look, I believe in you. I'm for you. And we're gonna get rid of those things, or we're going to learn to manage those things, or we're going to learn to think differently about those things so that not only will you not be tripped up, not only will you reduce your stress and anxiety, but you'll actually be able to make a difference, to leave a legacy, and to help others get better. Because you're healthy, others will be healthy. Your family will be healthier. Your teams will be healthier. And your companies will be healthier because you've chosen to invest in you. Don't fall for this myth that leadership is all about the company and it's not about the leader. Good leadership starts with healthy leaders. You will not see good leadership in any organization if the leader is not healthy. And what we focus on is how do I have good leadership? And what I would propose to you is, you want to have good leadership? Start with becoming a healthy leader. And I would love to chat with you about that if you want to talk further and see what it is that I do with leaders and in our coaching program. It would be fun to just dream with you and brainstorm what that might look like in your life. But for today, leadership is all about people. Confident leaders focus on making others better. And if that's not your focus, maybe it's just a simple recalibration, but maybe there's something deeper going on that's keeping you from making the difference that you could make. My name is Jason Stonehouse, and I really, truly appreciate you taking some time to listen to the Calm and Confident Leader podcast. I will see you I will talk to you on our next episode of the Calm and Confident Leader. Thanks.